And our final interview on the program this evening is with John Richards. He's the violist with Jack Quartet. They'll be here in Columbia for a concert this Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. in the Whitmore Recital Hall. Here's an excerpt from my recent interview with Richards. On a Wednesday evening, you are listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5. John, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
As we speak today, where are you at?
I'm at home in New York City, where we rehearse in my apartment. We're getting ready to come to Columbia on Wednesday.
And you rehearse in the apartment. I've heard that's a challenge for artists in New York especially, to find affordable practice space that doesn't have the neighbors hating on you.
That's right.
How does it work out in your building? Do you manage to keep the peace with the neighbors? Do you give them free tickets to shows, free CDs when they come out?
I do offer them, but I think we've had some good luck as far as New York goes. A lot of these old buildings have very thick walls, which works to our advantage.
Jack Quartet were just included in a New York Times article about a week and a half ago about Ruth Crawford Seeger and the reemergence of interest in her work. Have you now done those two performances that they mentioned in the article?
That's right. It was a great article about Ruth Crawford Seeger. She wrote a quartet in 1931 that was way ahead of its time, and we were featuring the piece on a series that we just performed in New York over the past weekend called Soundscape America, featuring pieces written by American composers that we feel really create and the fabric of American classical music.
Now, Ruth Crawford Seeger, not on the program for this Friday's concert. You've got works by John Zorn, Marco Spalter, and Mizzou's own Carolina Heredia. Can we go through those one by one and tell me about what folks can expect to come out for the Whitmore Recital Hall concert this Friday?
Yeah, I'd love to talk about it. The first piece we're playing is by our good friend here in New York, Marco Spalter. He grew up in Rio in Brazil and moved to America some time ago. And he was living in Chicago for a long time and then made his way to New York. And he wrote this quartet, which is titled Chambers. It's in three movements. He doesn't like to talk too much about the specific meaning of his music, but with this piece, he does like to say that each movement creates a space of sorts, like a movement of the piece is a different chamber. And it really does sound that way. Each movement has its very clear and unique sound, creating a musical space for the quartet. The quartet on stage stands very far apart from each other, so that we really do take up the entire space that we inhabit.
You are friends with the composer Marco Spalter, familiar with him professionally. How about John Zorn?
We are quite close with John Zorn. We've been developing our relationship with him probably for 5 years now, even though we've been playing his music for maybe 10 years. But at some point, we were introduced to him just from living in New York and being in the same places at the same time, and he ended up writing a quartet for us a few years ago called The Remedy of Fortune, and then he actually just composed a new work for us called The Unseen. And so since developing this relationship with him, we've gone back and learned his other quartets. So now that he has eight string quartets, which is pretty unbelievable, I have to say that's the most virtuosic, sort of challenging for the performers, and also just the most exciting quartet that he's written is the Necronomicon, which we'll be playing in Columbia. And it's in five movements, and it's based on a fictional book that H.P. Lovecraft sort of created about 100 years ago, called the Necronomicon, which sort of deals with mysticism and magic, which John Zorn is really into. He's an incredible collaborator and a wonderful supporter, and one of the most sort of just like raw, inspired, wild musicians I've ever encountered.
And new music is what Jack Quartet is all about. They'll be here in Columbia for, among other things, a 7:30 p.m. recital this Friday evening in the Whitmore Recital Hall. The third piece on the program is by University of Missouri School of Music's own composer, Carolina Heredia. Have you gotten to spend much time with the work so far?
We have. So we've known Carolina for some time. She attended a summer camp that we teach at each summer in Vermont several years ago. And while she was there, she wrote a piece for clarinet and string quartet that we ended up performing several times after that. And then she later went on to study at the University of Michigan, where she was in school when we first started working on this work for string quartet and electronics. And it was commissioned by the Fromm Foundation, which is through Harvard University. And the piece has been developing over the last couple of years. Initially, it was just a three-movement work, and now it has five movements in a sort of more expanded version that we'll be playing in Columbia. And it's a very powerful work. It's striving to help to destigmatize and create a greater understanding of suicide by taking the work of three South American writers who each ultimately did end up committing suicide. And so each movement sort of focuses on each one of these writers.
That's the voice of John Pickford Richards, the violist with Jack Quartet. They'll be here in Columbia this Friday at the Whitmore Recital Hall, 7:30 p.m. Details are online at music.missouri.edu and at jackquartet.com. John, I'm grateful for the time. Have a safe trip to Columbia and see you here this Friday.
Yeah, see you soon. Thank you.